Are we recording?
Yeah, man.
Oh, hi. Hello. Yeah. Let me put my professional voice on.
We've done a lot of talking today.
We have talked for hours.
Literally, hours. Yeah, it has felt kind of like old times today a little bit.
Yeah, it was very needed, I think. Also, the past couple of times that we've gotten together, it's been very business.
Yeah, we've had to do a lot of work.
You know, we've gotten together, we've recorded. We might stop and have a meal or something. Macy made a big fuck-off sandwich.
It's a big old sandwich.
It was good. Mm-hmm. You put Borschen. What's it called?
I don't know. Whatever that cheese is.
That soft, spreadable cheese that I like
Borschen.
To... Borschen. I like to call it foreskin.
It is foreskin cheese. Yeah. That's what. Yeah.
Gross.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I think that is a smegma.
Okay. You want to know how much of a child I am? Mm. I cannot help but giggle. And I know it's a very top of the line, very expensive, almost like a statement piece. But you know that kitchen line? It's like kind of retro 1950s Smeg, like Smeg refrigerators.
I know, because I want one of those cool ass refrigerators, but I don't want the word Smeg in big metal letters in my kitchen.
I do. I absolutely do. Smeg. I think it's hilarious. I also think it's hilarious how the shower head is from a brand called Pfister at my house right now.
The house, your parents' shit, Pfister.
Yeah. It's Pfister.
Which makes me think of when we play that family game and my mom misread what my stepdad wrote for her and he meant to write like feisty and determined, but she in front of the whole family and didn't catch it until after she read it was just like, fisty and determined.
Jeez, I'm going to get you.
And then it was just like crickets and we were just like, what?
Terry, does she know?
Oh my God, I laughed so hard.
So... we sit here on the eve of battle. We're jumping on a plane in like 2 days, guys.
Yeah, it's not the eve of battle.
They don't know that. It's the eve of battle. Mm-hmm. Or the eve. I don't know. But by the time you guys are hearing this, depending on the time of day you listen, we are either on an airplane, about to get on an airplane, or just got off of an airplane.
Yeah.
Hopefully, we just got off of it safely.
Yeah,
but
I'm ready to be done with leg one of the flight.
Mm-hmm.
I cannot fucking wait to be there.
I can't wait for the wheels of the plane to like, you know, when you land, when it like kind of bounces.
Yeah, man. That's always when I'm like,
okay. That's when I finally exhale. That's when my butthole loosens.
I start kind of chilling out. Mm. When they start doing the curls into, and you start like seeing the airport and you're kind of really low at that point.
Yeah.
That's when I start chilling out because I'm like, even if something happened, then glide down on that runway. We're probably pretty all right.
We're probably fine. Also, can you imagine what we sound like to people who aren't afraid of flying?
Oh my God.
We probably sound like the worst.
Absolute. Just babies.
Babies, children. And we know the statistics. Like we know all of the... you're safest way to travel.
That doesn't help you if you have issues with control.
This is where we're really letting our personal neuroses shine. But that being said, I'd like to be a little selfish and I have felt very lacking in my own magical power lately. Mm. And I think it's because there's just a lot going on.
And you know, like regarding your own personal power and choice.
And I feel, hey, state of Texas. Right. If you, there's so much going on that I feel like I can't generate my own. Like if I sat down to do like a safe travel spell, right? I don't think I could really do it. So I'm selfishly hoping that, hey, if you guys find it in your heart out there, shoot a little safe travel spell our way, okay? Is that selfish?
Even if we've already landed, we're gonna need to fly back.
Yeah.
So, and this episode will carry both of those flights. Yeah. So that's all you need.
And I do feel like so many of you guys are like so much better than I've ever been as a human being. Like so many people have like reached like been like saying they'll light a candle or
very nice,
giving us like ideas for like little spells we could do. Mm-hmm. And Kim,
God damn it, Kim,
Kim sent us like protective amulets
that are not just like, and you know, here's the thing, like, you know, if I was like the goddamn standard quality, because like if I was to make you a travel talisman,
yeah,
it would be like probably a bit primitive and just mm-hmm. be like, here's something you can just keep in your mm-hmm. pocket. No. Kim made art pieces.
Yeah.
And it's just like, here, I made these travel talismans. It's like, no.
Tailored to us. Yeah. No. And and Lyra were like set, and Lyra's not afraid of flying.
No, so hers is for different reasons, mm-hmm. you know, but ours is both for courage.
Yes.
And they're beautiful, absolutely yeah. gorgeous yeah. talismans. Thank you, Kim, again. Yes. We're going to see you
today when this comes out. We'll be meeting Kim in person.
That's
from
so cool.
a 6-foot safe distance.
Yes. I can't wait.
I know. Hey, look, if you missed it this year, I want to assume that Anahata's purpose is coming back next year. So don't feel too bummed out, you know?
Yeah. I can't wrap my head around it.
Yeah.
That it's happening.
Yeah.
That we're going to go and that we're going to see everybody uh-huh. and I'm going to learn some shit.
Oh, can we talk about what we did with our schedules?
Oh my God, that was so sweet.
If you are going to Anahata's purpose, the schedule, like the time of when all the classes are happening, that has been published. And you can find that on the Anahata Plus Wubba Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
You
and
can
their website.
Find it on their website. Like you can find it, you know, all over the place. So Macy and I, independently at our own homes, sat down and we made a little schedule for ourselves. Mm-hmm. What classes we want to take and when and what time. And so we have that. And then we got to do that thing that you do.
I hadn't done that since high school.
I know. Like, you know, like the week before school starts mm-hmm. and you get you have to register schedule. For school yeah. and you get your class schedule and you call all your friends and you're like, I have science at third period.
Period. Yeah. With you.
Yeah. And yeah. And you like highlight it on your little roster or whatever. So we got to do that and see what classes we had chosen. And we have some classes
we
together.
Do. We meet up. Mm-hmm. And then after we shared our classes, we kind of met up more because we were like, oh, I like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
And kind of tweaked yeah. a little bit. And we'll probably switch and choose some more, but it'll be having a little being like, oh, will I have this and this and this today?
Yeah.
And I liked to leave good chunks between a lot of them so I can just kind of
meander,
roam around, yeah. you know?
Yeah.
And we have a live show.
That's right.
That I don't want to say I keep forgetting about. Mm. I mean,
I forget that we're like part of.
That we're part of.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, which is funny because like that was the initial. You know,
that's the whole reason we get to go.
Yeah, that we're, you know, but at the, it's like my heart wants the retreat now at this point yeah. so bad. Yeah. It's like I'm a camper.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
We're going to go full camp dads.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm leaning into the camp vibe yeah. hard. Yeah.
I'm going to bring my fucking fanny pack.
Hell yeah, dude.
I didn't bring it. Oh, well.
I'm
going to buy a fanny pack.
I have like a cloth safari style taco yeah. hat that I fully intend on bringing. Because I want to bring my big sunflower straw hat, but it's yeah. going to get crushed in the plane.
Probably.
And I
mean when we crash?
When the person throws it on the fucking
oh, yeah.
shit.
Do you ever watch them load those up?
Yes. And so that's why I was like, I want to make sure all of our mics and shit are wrapped up
yeah,
real
yeah,
good
yeah.
And whatnot. But I was like, I can't bring, but I do have like this like, I don't know, just kind of Indiana Jones style cloth hat covered in birds of paradise flowers. And you can snap one side up or both sides. And I just feel like I might need it for shade.
Well, you know what? Also, speaking of birds of paradise flowers, that is the cash crop that we are currently growing in The Sims. Thank you to everybody who came over for the stream the other day.
I can't wait to catch up on it. I had a baby.
Yeah. Macy had a baby with...
I maybe met my life's love.
Maybe. Maybe. Y'all got her along really well.
Can we talk about that just for a minute?
Of course.
Okay, the cosmic hilarity of it.
There, something so funny happened. First of all, just for some, if you're not aware, I stream the streams. What?
I said, get wise.
Get wise, if you don't know. Leave. No, I stream The Sims every once in a while, coming out with a tentative schedule soon. Stay tuned. But I'm playing as Macy and I. And we're putting little characters. We have Jim and Sawsbox, who we have not seen Sawsbox.
Jim fucking cracks me up.
Oh, he's great.
Him creeping
yeah.
around.
Yeah. He just kind of He does the thriller walk.
He does, yeah. But very slowly.
Yeah.
And he's such a sweetie.
He just kind of shows up places.
I love him.
Yeah. And I feel like he's going to be a great friend.
I think he will. Close confidant. In his tiny little pants.
His tiny, yeah. His little beady eyes. However, Sasquatch is one of the people.
Sass, space.
Squatch. Last name Squatch. First name Sass.
Sass.
Last name Squatch.
Is a dreamboat.
Oh, he's a hottie patati.
Yeah, man.
And so, of course, you can't make an actual Sasquatch.
No, he's a beautiful man.
He's got a big, thick head of hair.
He's got that cake.
He got that cake.
Man, and he shows it to everyone in his cute little boxers.
Yeah, because Sasquatch is a naked man, you know? He just runs around, you know? So we got as close as we could. It's the Sims people. But
when he goes to a party, he just wears jeans.
Yeah. It's fancy. Puts on his jeans.
That is so funny to me.
No shirt, no shoes.
Just tight jeans.
Tight
jeans.
Really tight. Gotta get that cake. Center stage, man.
Oh my God.
So I went and I plopped him down in the game, gave him a tree house.
Yeah.
But Macy,
Is it? It's not our neighborhood. I went to a different neighborhood.
It's the same world, but it's a different part of the neighborhood. So like if Hinford on Bagley, where we live, if that's Texas, you and I live in Canton. You know, whereas we traveled to Austin to go see Sasquatch. Yeah. You know, so it's that vibe. Yeah.
I traveled for this.
Yeah, you. Oh, and did you?
Immediately.
So can you tell them what your Sim did with no input?
No hesitation.
From me.
So you dropped Mr. Sasquatch into his home, and you were fucking around with your character for a little bit. You were in the magic world or something. I don't remember what you were doing. You had to go to the magic world. Oh, it was that duel. You lost that duel.
Some random dude asked me to duel him.
And so you were doing that, and you were like, oh, let's check back in with Macy. And Macy was a mile from Sasquatch's house, crazy bitch.
You sniffed him out. As soon as he plopped his ass in that world, you went,
Squatch.
He's near. You knew what was happening. So they met and very rapidly.
Immediately hit it off.
Immediately, as you can imagine.
He did leave me at the bar. But he's erratic.
Yeah. And he doesn't like being around that many people.
Yeah.
So he was already going out, you know, but he did disappear. But that's okay. Because y'all.
Now we have a baby.
Y'all shacked up on Beltane of all days.
Hey.
In a bush.
Hot.
Winnemaying. Mm-hmm. Appropriately.
Mm-hmm.
And a little Sasquatch was born, which I just need to say, the chat named Squirt.
You assholes, every one of you.
Macy's baby is a half squatchling named Squirt.
He'd be a good worker on our farm.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, and I got married. The big news.
Oh yeah, but to your very, very kind of on and off again. Girlfriend.
Hot and cold relationship that I've had with
She's beautiful.
Yeah. And I love her sometimes. And that day I just rolled the want to get married.
But
so we did.
She did say yes. So.
She did say yes, but immediately after we got married, Macy got the thought bubble with my wife's head in it with a big red X over it.
Yeah.
So Macy doesn't like her.
I probably think the idea is foolish.
I think that we just might not make it.
Yeah.
But that's okay because right now she's a farmhand for us. So.
She does love to work and you don't even have to tell her to.
She just immediately started doing it. And she brought $20,000 to the house, you know, so.
What?
Yeah. Yeah. So we're going to be able to build a little cottage.
Do we have more
than
one wall? Whoa.
We're about to.
What if you get divorced?
I imagine that.
Are you going to stick it out with her long enough to spend her money?
Oh, smart.
All right.
I don't know. This is where I would bring in dice. Let me tell you how much of a fucking head case that I am. Sometimes when I have to make decisions like this in the game, I will roll D&D style roll a dice. So I might make a little chart and be like, you know, I roll a one. She takes everything we got.
No.
I roll
Dude,
a 20.
Dude, we have nothing.
Listen, it's up to the dice.
No, I don't want your goddamn life decisions ruining my Sims
I'm sorry.
Life. I have a child now.
That's what happens when you decided to move in with me, guy. Okay? Or will be the greatest love story of all time. I don't know. Her name's Kirsten. She's hot.
She
had $20,000, so I was down.
Hey. I didn't know about the money.
And I there's consensus among the chat goers that I did this purely to like Because I got really jealous of you.
Because I had a baby?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I bet you did.
Right after you slammed Sasquatch and got knocked up, my sim was like, I kind of want to get married.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Why did I... Do you just get pregnant every time you have a... You woohoo?
There is a percentage based.
Okay.
But if you...
Did Beltane make me pregnant?
Yes.
Okay. It was because it's a Beltane baby.
Yes, yeah. And because I'm imagining there is no raincoat large enough.
No, for virile.
Not yeah, that's it's not that it's big enough, it's just not thick enough for his powerful.
Oh my God, Charlie, God.
Sorry. Do you know how rare it is Macy tells me to stop?
I wouldn't if we didn't have recording.
Okay. What are we talking about today?
Oh, my God.
What are we talking about today?
Red clover.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah. What are you talking about?
Crimson and clover. Over and over.
My mom loves that song.
And you know what? You know why? I don't know why, but that song always leads me to another song. And it makes me think of incense and peppermints blowing my mind.
Oh, yeah. Which makes me think of Austin Powers.
Every time.
I can't think of that song and not think of
I can't
Austin
think
Powers.
Of that black and white spiral
the floor. Spiral. Yeah.
I'm talking about Bearberry.
Cute.
Yeah.
Makes me think of Bugbear.
It makes me think of Bear.
You don't have to think of anything else.
Man, Bear, Pig. And I was thinking water bears, you know, the little...
The little tardigrade.
Sure.
They're cute.
Target. Superstore.
Is there a difference between a regular Target? Is the superstore having the fresh produce?
I don't think that there's a difference anymore because I think they pulled a Walmart and like all of the Targets are now like Super Targets. Mm-hmm. But back in the day, I don't think Super Targets had like the clothes section. I think it was like a neighborhood market.
See, I feel like a Super Target means you should have everything. And a regular Target means...
A Super Target does have everything.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
But it has been... I peed my pants once in a Target when I was a kid.
That's okay. I pee my pants a lot. So...
Have you ever peed in like a very public location
like
that? Oh,
I peed myself in the middle, the geographic center of my college.
Oh.
And I had to deal with it.
Did you have to shuffle back?
I sure did. Oh. And I was so angry. I was so angry because I had to pee for the last like 15 minutes of the drive because I had coffee that morning. Mm. And that's like a big trigger for my bladder spasm. And I was driving. And I was like, I'm going to make it. But my first class was like, I don't know, a quarter mile walk from where I would park. Mm. And so I made it to maybe 25 yards from the front door.
And you just released.
I could. And maybe now I've developed a lot of mental tricks to kind of buy me more time. I think I could have made it now, but no, not at that time. And I did, but luckily, listen, it was gross, but it worked out. Nobody knew a thing because it was winter time and I'm a fan of a pea coat. If I'm usually wearing a coat and I was wearing boots.
Is that why they call it a pea coat?
Just pooled in my boots.
Yeah,
and I had to slosh all the way back to my car, fuming mad.
Slosh.
So angry. And that's the thing. I wasn't even sad. I was just like, this is fucking ridiculous. But I've peed myself all over the place.
Literally, if we swapped shoes, not your pee shoes, but like our situations, I would have just been like, well, I guess I have an excuse to not go to class.
Today. Yeah. No, I changed.
But you love class.
I do. I really did. I loved class. Mm. And so I had a change of clothes and I went to my next class.
Yeah, of course you did.
But I was mad.
I would have gone home and watched movies for the rest of the day. and wrapped up in a blanket and just been like, I'm sick.
And some snacks.
Yeah. Mental day, you know, for me. Before we go any further, we need to dedicate this episode. Mm. Hopefully it's not our last dedication ever.
Oh, my God.
Am I dark enough for you? Am I emo enough?
Yeah.
Today's episode goes out to... Now, this is going to be hard for you to put into a song. So let's see how clever you are on your feet.
Okay.
The Organic Artisan.
That's neat. I like
the organic artisan.
The organic artisan, since you took your love away. Oh.
Is that
I go out every night and sleep all day since you took your love away. I can eat my dinner at a fancy restaurant.
I love how the doctor she went to the doctor.
Yeah,
guess what he told me. Guess what he told me?
Girl, you better try.
You better try to have fun sometimes.
Yeah. No matter what you do, murder folks.
Yeah, just go have fun.
Yeah, have fun. Go on a fucking coke binge.
I think that's irresponsible for him to say.
Not a good doctor.
Not a good doctor.
No. I think a doctor would be like, hey, get some help. Okay.
So I'm talking, okay, red clover. Cute little red clover. Common flower around here, grows all over the place. So Trifolium pretense, red clover, a.k.a. trefoil, cleaver grass, bee bread.
Oh, okay. Bee bread.
Marl grass, cow grass, three-leaf grass, cow clover, honey stalks, shamrock, meadow honeysuckle.
I like honey stalks. That's cute.
Yeah, honey stalks. I know. I was like, that's a cute nickname. Yeah.
Come here, honey.
Like for someone with like long legs, you know.
Oh, that's what you call your Sasquatch boyfriend.
Yeah, that is. That's what I call him.
He's got them thick stalks.
Yeah, honey stalks.
Honey, you thick honey dripping ass.
Father of my child.
Father of squirt.
Of squirt.
Squirt sash.
I hate it.
Or squirt Frasier, whatever you prefer.
It'd be squirt squatch is his squirt name.
That's right. Gross.
Oh, I hate it. So much. So it's a herb.
Oh.
And and it's a flowering plant, as you know, by its cute little pink, little bushy top, you know, and a little nubbin bloom. Mm-hmm. That's real cute.
Nubbin.
It's in the bean family, the legume family.
It listens to the podcast.
Fabaceae.
Ooh.
Apparently. Hmm. Yeah. So it's native to Europe and Asia, Western Asia, it seems like a little bit more specifically, as well as parts of Northern Africa. But it's now naturalized all over the place. Mm. It is everywhere. It does pretty well.
It's here in Texas.
Everywhere it is. And it's a short-lived plant. It's perennial, but it doesn't have a super long, it seems like, a life cycle each year. And it can range from, it says, 8 inches to 31 inches. 31 inches seems tall to me.
That also seems like a big range. Eight to 31?
Yes.
That's like when the police are like, what did he look like? You know, and you're like, he was a dude with a face.
Yeah, it seems a little lazy, a little
vague.
Yeah, and
he was either 5 foot or 8 foot.
But I guess it's true.
Okay.
But
technically,
I feel a little echinacea-y about it. Like, that seems
humans can range from 1 foot to 20 feet.
Yeah. I mean, 31 inches. I've never seen one near that tall, I don't feel like.
Be cool.
Oh, yeah.
It'd make me feel like I was on an alien planet.
They were pretty.
Yeah.
Huh. Anyway, they're pretty hardy. A lot of that is, so they have a really long taproot, and it grows deep, and it makes them a bit more drought resistant because they do have that deep little taproot, and it makes them good for soil structure. So they do help with kind of strengthening up the soil, creating a root system to prevent erosion, things like that, structuring up the soil really nicely. And it is a clover, but it's not necessarily like the classic shamrock shaped leaves. They're a bit more elongated and pointy, not like your puppy dog feet. You know, you always like puppy dog feet. Like that's kind of the clover. Did you ever call them that?
Cute.
Did you do that?
I don't think so.
Like instead of calling them shamrock, like the cards or clovers or, you know, whatever, I would puppy dog feet.
Clubs.
Yeah. Thank you. I can't even remember because for so much of my life, I called them puppy dog feet.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And that's what were.
That's what I would call it. Like when I was a kid, we'd do go fish.
Yeah.
Because I didn't know what a club was.
Yeah.
It was like a puppy dog feet.
Puppy dog feet.
Yeah.
So bumblebees love red clover.
Bee bread.
It is their bread and butter.
Oh.
specifically bumblebees. Mm. So other bees and other pollinators, they'll come on by, you know, but bumblebees.
Little bumble right over.
Regularly. Mm. And they're the ride or die for red clover. It's the fucking bumblebees. Yeah. And
it's a, you know, it's the old lady.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they always come back. Bumble their way.
Find their way back.
The old lady.
The old lady.
So the blooms are kind of like little bristly type flowers, and they're like a deep pink, or kind of a reddish color. They can be like a pale pink as they're ripening. They start kind of white, and I think they're cute. I think they're cute little flowers. They're little wildflowers that, I don't know, I always like seeing them.
Yeah, you want to pick one?
Yeah.
Put it in your hair.
They're cute, yeah. You know, and they're honestly pretty helpful. In quite a few ways. So in agriculture, they're used a lot as like a fodder crop, or kind of like a, also as like a nitrogen fixant in the soil. So that's they really kind of can help with that. And, and the fixing of like the soil balance, like fixing kind of the nitrogen levels in the soil and whatnot, it helps for like providing a lot of growth. And so you get more wildlife coming. So it's like they are kind of a natural draw to wildlife. And a lot of, I found something very, very interesting about this that made me, it was nice. It was a nice read. Mm. It made me happy. Mm. So there's quite a few species. Like I said, deer, turkeys, rabbits, migratory species that kind of cross a lot of the American South, that kind of follow where the clover is.
Oh.
And
because they think to eat it.
Well, right? I don't know if it's much as if it's like, I think they do eat it, but it's also, it leads to healthy soils too, it kind of seems. So there's, it grows protein rich. You know, and so it seems like a bit of both from how I understood it. And so they're like looking at planting clover and whatnot to connect fragmented habitats. So for instance, like, you know, like land bridges, you know, and whatnot, like using clover as a way to dry or like help keep the animals on course because they're going to like follow the clover and it will help them go from like across the bridge to connect to the habitat they need to go on their migration as we've broken up their habitats.
I'm just thinking of the fucking... the marshes, the dead marshes for some, I just, that's what I'm
way
picturing.
Creepier.
Yeah.
Except, don't look at the lights. Go down to light little candles of their own.
I feel like he was unnecessarily creepy.
Yeah. And it was a lot of exposition.
Yeah.
Right up front. And I also love the fact that Frodo looks down and sees a full ass dead body and he goes, there are dead things. Dead faces in the water.
It's like, you know, that's a whole damn corpse.
You see it. It's not like it's something you barely see.
Not to mention, you made that statement and you're clearly like 2 miles into these marshes. There's no way you just now notice.
Frodo.
Come on. Get out of your head.
Dead things. Dead faces in the water.
Oh, rotten.
That's right. That's right.
Yes.
So...
that is the name.
Where is that? That's right.
Yeah, he says,
the dead marshes. Yes, that's the name.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Gross.
Love them.
So, red clover, also a longtime friend of humans.
Okay.
For quite a few reasons. So, along with its positive impacts on soil... and whatnot. It's kind of nestled its way in pretty snugly into folk medicine.
Ooh.
Yeah. And, you know, cuisine as well, especially in Asia where it grows naturally. So red clover is pretty prominent in the medicine chests of kind of like your traditional Chinese medicine and Russian medicine.
All right.
And... the uses differed a bit, but we're still kind of like also in the same ballpark. So both used red clover for the lungs. Traditional Chinese medicine, it seemed, used it for more like expectorant purposes.
Okay.
And in Russia for like asthma or bronchitis.
Like inflammation?
That's kind of, but still lung related.
Interesting.
Which is, it's always neat. And all over the place. I mean, while, it's since been naturalized in quite a few places.
Since been?
Oh, that's new. I actually like that. teas. The dry, you can clip the flower heads and dry them for teas. This is done all over the place. And the leaves can also be consumed as well. Native American uses for red clover, apart from consuming the plant, things like minor skin lesions or burns, cough, flu, things like that, kind of that same kind of vein, as well as helping with menopause symptoms. And they were really on it with this. And so clover or red clover, like many plants in the legume family, contains phytoestrogenic isoflavones. Whoa. So basically that means that it gives the body a plant-based estrogen.
Interesting.
And the body, the endocrine system can take that estrogen up as its own.
Whoa.
So it can be a good way. See, this is what makes red clover a little bit tricky. It's not something that you just want to necessarily just play with because you are dealing with estrogen. You're dealing with hormones, but it can help you, So, I mean, it can be a really good way to balance hormones out for those with low estrogen.
Yeah.
Those going through menopause, things like that. So I did see an interesting study in 2009 that did say that it seemed like it was effective. These isoflavones, they were effective in reducing like depressive type anxiety. So here's another thing that was interesting. So this is another thing you got to be careful about. It seems like it can also maybe perhaps promote fertility.
Oh.
So basically it helps like prepare the body. It kind of gets for ovulation, for egg production. Ooh. It helps thicken up the uterine lining. Oh. So it's like kind of sets the scene.
Okay.
It seems like all of the things that you like overall, likelihood of implantation. Keep this in mind, especially if you live in Texas.
Okay.
And so anyway, basically, be careful with that.
Yeah.
If you want to, if that's something you are not wanting to do, and, you also use other forms of contraception.
Okay.
Please, but
sure.
Just know.
Just stop the fucking.
Yeah. Everybody abstain. That seems to work. So one last thing to that. It's a very nutrient-rich herb with all of the necessary nutrients for, like, enhancing fertility. So minerals such as, like, calcium, magnesium, phosphorus, thiamine, like, real building block minerals. But red clover has uses in skincare as well, particularly for issues. I saw something, if it cracks or weeps.
Ew.
So dry skin, things like eczema or psoriasis, dry things. Or if it weeps, like a minor skin lesion or a rash.
That's what weeps. Weeps is a word that is too much for me.
I kind of like a weeping wound.
I mean, here's the thing. I don't mind it.
Yeah.
Because I like gross shit.
Yeah.
But the word weeps is a little too literal
for me. And the term of a wound.
Mm.
Yeah.
A weeping willow. Weeping woundo.
Yes. But, so I know I got the idea to do red clover because Kim included it in that wonderful, her Patreon box with the face masks, the herb blend.
Yes.
And I've done two masks with it. It was absolutely wonderful, but I didn't know about red clover.
Do you like those little teeny tiny face masks?
Yes. And she sent like 80 of them, and I still have a lot of them. Yeah. I love them.
They're like compressed. You get them wet and they just kind of.
And the moment you pop them in, they kind of fizz a little because they start expanding really quick. It's really fun.
I like it.
I had a good time.
They were a good time.
Yeah.
I do love it.
It was like, I wrote her and was like, that was great. That was so fun.
Do you ever get those compressed sponges that you wet and they like plump up?
It makes me think of the dinosaur foamies.
Yeah.
Those were my jam. Yeah. I loved them. Yeah.
I would take them from a place of, not like steal them, but like I would prep some that didn't necessarily need to be prepped because we would get them in big batches, like the compressed sponges. And I would always want to be the one that like prepped them and got them like ready.
Yeah. I get it. I love like it.
I'm a child.
It's fun to watch things do that.
Yeah. And to put like just one or two drops on it at a time. Yeah, just watch it. Just watch it.
I get it. All of that was from wisdom.thealchemistkitchen.com.
Whoa.
I know. So I did see a different study that said menopausal women taking red clover supplements seem to have, you know, it's their arteries, it seemed, were looking pretty good, you know. And so there's like tentative lookings that it might help with things like preventing heart disease and whatnot. It seems like it also perhaps has blood thinning properties, which keeps clots from forming. And it may be perhaps like improving blood flow. So also keep that in mind and just talk to your doctor on all of these things. Really. Yeah. But like if you are taking blood thinners, be very careful but in just like consuming something like this. So women, if there's any estrogen-based cancer, be very cautious here. Mm-hmm. Things like breast cancer. Mm. It said women specifically. I know men can get breast cancer too, but I'm not really sure about that, or if that's just a women only get breast cancer kind of thing. I'm not sure, you know.
Yeah.
But any estrogen, it seems, influenced cancers.
Okay.
Oh, and I assume that would be like ovarian and, you know, perhaps cervical, things like that. I'm not sure. But just be careful with that because it can maybe make it worse. So it helps. It looks to help support circulation and the process of moving fluid throughout the body.
Fluid.
Lymph. Mm. It seems to be good with moving the lymph around. Mm. Lymph.
Lymph.
And, you know, just overall keeping like your elimination process moving smoothly.
Elimination.
Which can help things. Can help things like with inflammation. Mm. With inflammation.
Amphibian.
Amphibian. And skin issues, muscle issues, joint issues, things
you
like
that. You want to sweat, pee, and deuce like all the time. It's very healthy.
All the time.
Eliminate. Never quit. Elimination. Yeah.
Just become a seeping bag of excrement.
Never stop eliminating.
I want that on a shirt.
Never stop eliminating.
You can, so this, tell me this doesn't sound sweet. Mm. You can use the flowers to make jelly.
Oh.
Because they're a very nectar-rich flower, apparently. Sweet. Which I would not know. They don't look like they would be super.
They look like little bottle brushes.
Yeah, they look like they'll be dry. Like,
yeah, yeah.
They're not. They're full of nectar. Mm. And apparently that's why them bumblebees come back home to mama every single time.
Oh.
And you can make teas or teasanes, technically. I've learned recently, like, well, I learned a while ago, but I just don't pay attention enough to make the difference. But teasane is like tea, apparently, is just things technically made from tea leaves.
Okay.
You know, your green tea, your like oolong tea, your teas.
Okay. Actual tea.
Yeah. And then a teasane is herbals.
Okay.
But I just call them all fucking tea.
Sure.
But you can,
as do most people.
Yeah. You can do these in a tea.
Okay.
Or teasane.
Sure.
That's the technical term. Whatever. So you can also extract their essential oil, which also sounds lit.
Squeeze it out.
Use it in aromatherapy.
Oh.
And when it comes to planting red clover, check in your area and make sure that it's not listed as an invasive species.
Oh.
There is a small bit of the United States, I looked it up, that is, it is listed as a invasive species. It's a pretty small area. But it seems everywhere else, it's mainly just settles as a common weed.
It's one doesn't really county just in Nebraska.
It was in the central United States, but kind of like west. Oh shit, like west central
Colorado.
Yeah, kind of in that area, if I recall correctly, was like where the stripe was in the map. But typically, it does seem to just it settles in as a weed. Doesn't really disrupt the ecosystem that much, or at least from what I found. Who knows? But listen, at this point, just why do y'all take us seriously?
About at this point, don't plant anything ever.
Yeah, yeah, it's probably best to plant it in a way that you can somewhat contain it, just because it will, if you don't want it taken over your shit, you know, because it can. It's pretty virile, it seems. So, metaphysical properties of the red clover.
We'll be gone.
Seems to be masculine.
How?
It's mercurial. It is Mercury, is the planet. And element of air.
I thought you were going to say eggs.
Eggs. And it, so powers, focuses here, what we got, you know, that it kind of can do, that it's bread and butter. Love. Money or luck.
Oh.
Protection. Exorcisms.
Cash.
Mm. So apparently it's very it's a fairy flower. The fairies are into it, and having red clover around can kind of make them feel comfortable, invite them in, and also having them can help aid in your ability to work with them, perhaps see them if that's what you're trying to do.
You know, if you were conceived on Beltane, they say that you can see into the fairy realm.
Yeah.
Like Macy, you were born around that time. Are you?
I don't know if I was conceived on Beltane.
I don't know if it was on, but I think it's around that time.
Spring,
yeah,
springtime.
Because you're born kind of like wintery.
Yeah,
yeah, right. Because that would be May, June, July, August, September, October, November, December, January, February. I mean,
yeah, I was born right at the beginning, end of January, beginning of February. Yeah, probably so.
Yeah, your mom knew what she was doing.
Yeah, switch. but you can do that if you want to, if you don't just see fairies out of the corner of your eyes all the time, naturally, you can bring some clover.
Oh, hell yeah.
Into the game. And, you know, whether you kind of do connections by like meditation or whatnot, like going and sitting out in the woods or things like that, just having the clover around, you can put clover on your altar. Or if you have like a fairy garden or a fairy altar, things like that, put some red clover out there because it'll make them happy. And I like to think they put their little fairy tongues in there and just
like little tiny, like, yeah, like you ever watch a, you know, like when a gerbil drinks off of the little ball with the water?
Yeah,
like that.
That's what they're doing. And they're just all up there getting that nectar out, getting hammered drunk.
Front row at a Van Halen concert.
We watched that. They put it on Netflix, and Hunter and me watched Talladega Nights.
Oh, how does it go?
It is an interesting experience.
Yeah.
I didn't like it as much as I did when I was
a child. Old. Yeah, that makes sense.
But there are a couple moments in it. But I have to say, you know what surprised me the most? And I feel like he had to have done it on purpose because, in truth, he's a spectacular actor. Sacha Baron Cohen's horrible French accent.
Oh.
It's to the point to where I was like, this is beyond bad. This is just uncomfortable to listen to.
I've spilled my macchiato.
It's like really bleh. It's weird. It's like, I don't know. Like, I was listening to it and I was like, this isn't even like right.
Yeah.
It was weird. And that was, I think, my biggest takeaway from the whole thing.
You sound like a dog with peanut butter on the roof of your mouth.
Well, and I forgot how good the scene is when he puts the knife in his leg in the hospital because he thinks he's paralyzed.
Oh,
that's
a
great scene. It was a good time. But I forgot Amy Adams is
that's
in it.
Right.
She's his, like, assistant.
They make animal noises.
Yes, they do, in a bar. Mm. And, but... John C. Reilly is spectacular.
I love
John C. Reilly. He is spectacular. He's so great.
He's I love this stupid phone call where he's asking him if the house is haunted.
Yeah. I love it.
Yeah.
It's I love him. And that's why, like, there was that meme going around, and I had to comment on it in the group about, like, them recasting casting a live action King of the Hill.
Mm.
And they had John C. Reilly as Bill. And I was like, y'all can't do that to John C. Reilly.
I could see it almost. I think that anything you cast him as, he would take very seriously.
Well, and Rustin had a point. I don't remember. And so, like, Rustin, I don't know when he saw this and we were both talking about it. But he was just like, it kind of makes sense, though. Oh, no, it was on that. I think he might have actually, in the coven, commented on that post. Or somebody did. I don't remember. I know he's in the coven. But he was like, but he's like, he could make Bill lovable. You know, like, he would be able to make Bill as complicated as he is.
That's what I mean. I think he would bring a depth to Bill. And not just like, Bill's stupid, haha.
Yeah.
I do have to ask who you think Hank Hill would be played by.
That's really hard. And I don't remember who it was in the picture. Was McConaughey Del Gribble? I want to say Matthew McConaughey was Del Gribble.
I could see
how he is now, I feel like makes
sense. I could see McConaughey as a Boomhauer.
Let me tell you. Real quick, who they were. I'll look this
tell
up.
Tell me, please tell me.
We're carrying on our King of the Hill streak, yes. Honestly. Which I started from the beginning.
Oh.
Because I thought that, you know, I made it to mm-hmm. like season 9. And mm-hmm. I was like, this is weird. I'm going to start. And there are some slapping episodes. I'm glad that I did, because a lot of the ones that you've brought up that I hadn't seen are in the early
ones. Oh, yeah. Really?
Yeah. Okay. The smoking one. Yes. There are a lot of really, really good ones.
But how weird is that first episode? The pilot? The animation's not there yet.
Yeah, the voices are very different.
Haven't found their voices yet. Yeah.
Yeah. Gribble, for the first like 2 seasons, his voice is deeper.
Yeah.
He's not as weird with his high pitched voice.
And I think that Dale Gribble actually had a character change or had an actor change.
That would
at some point.
That would make sense.
But yeah, for a little while he was more like that. Instead of sha.
He's fucking
pocket sand.
Gets on my nerves so bad.
I love Dale Gribble. Dale Gribble.
All right. Where is it? Where is it? You were all over the internet like 2 days ago.
There we go.
Okay. Boomhauer's McConaughey.
It makes sense. I can see that.
Oh, Hank Hill is Brendan Fraser.
Absolutely.
Perfect.
Absolutely.
Perfect.
Absolutely.
Woody Harrelson is Dale Gribble.
For sure.
And then you have John C. Reilly as Bill.
Okay.
You know, as a group together.
Yeah.
I think it could work.
I think that's kind of a powerhouse cast.
Yeah.
I think that Harrelson will have a hard time playing a character like that. I almost want to say, you know, could we sub in Malkovich?
I feel like Woody Harrelson, do you know, I think he could do it easily.
I think we need to sub in Malkovich.
No, because this guy sounds kind of like Woody Harrelson's
dad.
Well,
Woody Harrelson, I think, is like, he always wants to play his Zombieland character. He wants to be like the badass, but Dale Gribble has a thick layer of lame to him.
Well, I think he could pull that off. I think he could do it.
Okay.
Because, like, I think he could. Okay. I'm a Woody Harrelson fan.
No, I am too. I just don't know if he's right for Gribble.
But I think he could play off the... Because the thing is that I think he could do well is that Gribble doesn't know he's a fucking idiot.
Yeah.
And I think that cockiness is... I mean, just like applying the Larry Flint level of cockiness, you know? Like, I think it could work.
Who's Peggy?
Oh, no.
Fucking... My brain immediately was like, Paula Deen. No.
Right, you know, the first one that came to my mind, and I don't really know why, because Maggie Gyllenhaal, for some reason, was the first one that came to my head was to play Peggy Hill, and I don't know why.
She could get all countryed up.
Yeah. That's for some reason. I was like, that's the one.
It has to be like a classic Southern... I mean, I almost want to say Dolly Parton.
over the top, because she is.
Yeah. What about Bobby?
I don't know any young child actors.
Yeah.
Anymore.
Okay. Luann Platter. Who's a Luann Platter type? Who could? Oh, I want to say like. I almost want to say like a Kristen Wiig or something.
She'd have to be younger.
Maybe Kristen. You know, like I think
I could like a Margot Robbie situation. Yeah,
yes. Yes.
I think she could do a good Luann.
Because I was thinking somebody very, you know, like pretty, but also they're funny. They need to be smart and funny.
She's
to,
grown
like, get
on
it.
Me. She's really grown on me a lot.
Luann.
And that voice is so, that it's soft mouth way of speaking that is so fucking weird.
Bobby.
It's so weird. And sometimes she'll say whole sentences and I'm like, how did that voice actor do that?
You know, that's Brittany Murphy.
Was it really?
Yes, Brittany Murphy. Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah. Have you met
Tom Petty?
Lucky yet?
Yes, I have. And Departed. Yeah. Both. He's gone. Or, yeah, he leaves. They break up.
When?
I think they do. I'm pretty sure he left town.
Okay.
I don't know. Listen, I started back over from the beginning. I don't remember. But I thought that they split up.
Well, she was dating a dude that died, like, the first...
Yeah, he gets blown up. Yeah. But I thought that Lucky...
Maybe. I don't remember.
Blue Town. I don't remember. Tom Petty.
Yeah. He's got a Costco money from slipping on pee-pee.
I liked him. Yeah. I liked Lucky quite a bit.
Yeah.
God damn it. Red clover.
Okay.
So, whoa. I know. Yeah, I know. I know. I know. I know. I know. I know. Yeah. Yeah. You could tell that we're going to catch a plane in a couple days. Yeah, yeah. So you can, this is cute. Listen how fucking cute this is. You can string together the blooms or make chains out of them.
Cute.
Pop them around your home to bring little happy energies.
Adorable.
All up in your joint. And you can help clear away things like sadness or heartbreak. And things like that. Invite love in to your space.
I hope so.
A little love in.
Oh.
A little love in.
Oh, my.
I don't know the specifics either of how to, like, properly dry these blooms, but I like to imagine that you could dry them by stringing them up, so you could dual purpose it, like, string up your blooms and make your pretty little garlands to let the love in, but then when they're dried, you have them for, you know, drinking.
It's like the love dries into them.
Oh. Oh. Love dries so slowly.
Oh, God damn it. Ew.
Okay. So you can place blooms on your altar. You can wear them on your person. You can drink them in a tea. You can put them in an oil. You can make a love spell. You can put them in your bath. You can put the leaves in your bath if you want to take a bath. You could do a lot of things with it. It's a very versatile plant. It is tied, again, to estrogen and fertility. So if you're wanting to get into fertility magic, doing some spells, I know some of y'all are into that. You can do this and you just kind of see how it goes. I like the idea of doing it in a bath, like putting the petals in the bath. And it can be a little good addition for increasing fertility, especially seems like it, you know, since it does it literally. So it can be a good addition to jar spells. Spells for, like, prosperity or protection, you know. And I'm going to say that you could probably go ahead and put them in a honey jar, which seems to kind of fit that vibe. They're also very, very high in nectar content. They're very sweet on their own. and they're very tied to matters of the heart and sweetness and sweetening things up. And honey, you know, there are sweeteners kind of spells.
Jam them down the throat of your lover.
Yeah. When he's sleeping with his mouth open, just poke one in. Just
tamp them in. You love me now.
It's like Chubby Bunny, but with little blooms.
Except instead of saying Chubby Bunny, you're saying call 911.
Yeah, and he's screaming.
Yeah.
So, of course, there's a tie to luck here. They're not necessarily your shamrock clover, but they're still clovers, damn it. And they're still lucky. Mm-hmm. And so you can add the leaves and the blooms to incense blends or make a luck tea or just pull from the magic of the plant, put it on, like, you know, if you're doing like a luck candle spell, like arrange some little blooms around your, I like to make little scenes around my candle.
Yeah. Make it a nice little.
Yeah. Like put crystals around it leaves and shit, you know, and so you can add these in it to kind of add that little extra bit of energy in there. There's a little bit of action. It seems in the money magic corner.
Okay.
Some money spell. I mean, again, it's tied to luck.
Mm-hmm.
So you kind of
gambling.
That, you get that element in there. It doesn't seem for gambling specifically.
I'm going to say gambling.
But it's a prosperity herb. Not the same thing. And
but luck plus prosperity equals gambling.
Well, not necessarily. Mm. Gambling can get you there, but oftentimes it doesn't. And but you can. It's the thing, it's abundant. Mm. It is everywhere. It grows in lush little carpet patches. It's very abundant. And that's what you're looking for in prosperity, abundance, to have more technically than what you need. So use it in money drawing spells, probably not gambling. I don't recommend it. Mm. And
or do it.
That's pretty much it. And a lot of that was from flyingthehedge.com.
Go to the boats in Shreveport.
The boats, man. Nothing just screams Texas louder to me than hearing the phrase the boats.
Going to the boats.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The boats.
The boats. I'm gonna go drop some money on the boats.
Yeah. It's much less less, you know, bad. It's much less sinful to say go to the boats.
The boats. Than
gonna go gamble.
When we were growing up, and our parents would sometimes say that, like, oh, let's take a week and go to the boats.
The boats. That's exactly right.
Yeah. I imagined it very, like, literally. I thought they were going out, like, on little canoe, like canoes or something. Not these big, massive boats.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know. I didn't understand it. And then I saw them for the first time and I was like, those aren't boats.
Those are like,
those are just big square buildings that float.
Next to a horseshoe.
Yeah, with like big smokestacks that might be fake.
Mm, on the probably.
Top. I don't buy it.
The Titanic had a fake smokestack.
It did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I remember you telling me that.
All the time. Every chance I get.
You were so jazzed about it.
Every chance I get. I want to talk to you about today's sponsor.
Oh, yeah.
BetterHelp.
Oh.
Heard of them?
I think I might have once or twice.
Well, let me school you, Jack.
Oh.
I was expecting you to say no, but... Did you know that BetterHelp is a secure, convenient, safe, at-home way to speak to a licensed therapist?
So I don't have to put on pants?
Not even a little bit.
Listen, you've got me hooked.
Oh.
Tell me more.
BetterHelp has thousands upon thousands of therapists. Even if you want to talk about some stuff that's not really available in your area, maybe the counselors you've tried out in your local area, they just don't.
They don't really get you.
They don't really get you. Mm. You can sign up at BetterHelp today and get with a therapist that really gets you.
Yeah, wow.
You don't have to step one foot inside of that dirty, nasty waiting room. Mm. Because listen, we're all trying to be safer these days. We're back at it. Here we are, back again. Mm. Everything that you speak with your counselor is 100% confidential. Mm-hmm. You can text, call, email, or send a pigeon. I don't know about that last one.
But hey.
But hey, maybe.
Maybe they're working on it.
And you can do all of those things, except maybe the pigeon. You can talk about things like depression.
Stress.
Anxiety.
Relationships.
Sleeping problems.
Family conflicts.
LGBT plus matters.
And more. And, as I understand it, listeners of Wubba can get a fat 10% off that first month.
How'd you know that?
Clairvoyance.
Okay.
And for 10% off that first month with BetterHelp, unless you can hop on over to BetterHelp, that's help, HELP.com/witch, to get 10% off your first month.
That's right. Start feeling better today with BetterHelp at betterhelp.com/witch for 10% off. Macy, I want to speak to you about a bear. A very important bear. Mm. It's a bear berry.
It's cute.
Yeah.
Do bears eat it?
Oh. Oh, boy. You just hold on to the seat of your pants. Mm-hmm. Bear berry. I always want to say Burberry, and that's not correct. Bearberry, also known as, a.k.a. Hogberry.
Yeah, you're damn right it is.
Rockberry.
Oh, yeah.
Bear grape.
That's precious.
Okay.
Stop.
Uva ursi.
Okay, like uva, like grape in Spanish.
And Yukon holly, which I'm sure you've
heard of. Yukon holly?
Yukon holly.
That sounds like the coolest name.
Yukon holly.
Like, that needs to be, like, oh, man, I don't know. You got to call Yukon Holly for something like that.
Hey, guys. I just rolled up on my motorcycle. My name is Yukon Holly.
Oh, he went two very different directions for Yukon Holly.
I thought she was, like, the badass that rolls up. She puts all the men to shame.
I really love her. I like Yukon Holly.
That's going to be my, I'm going to rework that into like a roller derby name somehow. Yeah. You kill Holly. No, because that would be, that'd be me. Okay, I'll workshop it.
What a weird threat. You kill Holly.
And I'm Holly. Okay. Bearberry. Listen here, it's often confused with cranberries.
Well, look at that.
Look at that. They have a similar look. And this berry, sort of like cranberries, they love the freezing temperatures.
Mm. Losers.
What? Straight badasses. Mm. Listen, what you can do is you get... Wait, hold on. That's completely a different train of thought. I was going to go into where they grow, but my brain went, you can pick some of those and make a crostata.
I don't know. What's a crostata?
You know, it's like a little pastry with... you can do different kinds of berries, and you kind of fold it up over the top, and it's like a sweet...
Like a Danish?
Kind of, but like larger.
That sounds great.
And you like slice into it. Yeah. Mm. Delicious. Anyway, they grow. They are native to certain parts of North America, but we're talking like way up. We're subarctic and Arctic temperatures. Mm. So way up northern Canada, places like Russia, certain places in Asia, just like way, way up there where it's super, super freezing cold. And it's called bearberry because, listen, it's all this bear talk. Bears, they go fucking bananas for it.
You know what? I'm glad.
They fucking go bananas for them. So much so that it was named after that. So I love to think that it's not just like, let's call it bearberry. It's like so many people spotted bears. No,
bears are hard.
Getting down on this. They were like, well, I guess we got to call it bearberry. So... what can you do with this bearberry?
I don't know.
Okay, so for you, it attracts the bears.
Well, shit.
They can smell the menstruation.
Is that what you want? You know, I was thinking about that line the other day. Because when I was a kid, I didn't, because that first came out when I was like in fifth grade or sixth grade, and I didn't really know what he was saying. I knew what menstruation was, but it sounded like he said like something striation. Mm. And I was very confused, and it took me longer than it should have to realize he said they can smell the menstruation. And then I was like,
Brick.
Growth.
So.
That wasn't Brick, that was Champ. No, it was Brick. You're right. For some reason, you're right. It was Brick, but in my head, I heard it and like the smell the menstruation, like in Champ voice.
Is that your Champ?
Yeah,
is that Champ.
Yeah.
Whammy. I say I'm a. What does he say? I'm the stylish one of the group. What's his name? I'm Brian Fantana.
I'm the stylish one of the fucking. Oh, Paul Rudd.
I love Brian. He's a sweetie. Fantana. Listen to me, Bearberry. Mm. So its major use throughout history, still today, heavily focused on the bladder and the kidneys.
Well, look at that.
I thought about you a lot when I was doing these notes because it's historically used for any kind of chronic inflammation of the kidneys, the UTI, the whole UTI in general, the urinary
bits.
some places they even used it for like. Genital issues, but I couldn't find much like what that related to. So I assumed it was any kind of infection of that area.
Yeah.
Maybe like a yeast infection or something like that. You know, I don't know. But it's bread and butter here is drinking it in a tea form for chronic inflammation.
Interesting.
And this can be like it can be a daily thing. However, you don't want like too much at one dose, I guess. It does hold antibacterial properties, so you can use it topically if you want. You can like kind of mash it into a paste and use it on abrasions.
I feel like a witch.
Weeping wounds.
Yeah, really.
But just a little bit of water and like the whole plant, like the berry itself and the leaves and the stems, you can do like a decoction, like add that to your little mashed up berry. And dude, you got a salve. Mm. So naturally.com. says this about the bearberry. It's possibly without equal in chronic inflammation of the bladder and kidneys.
Is that right?
So this is, according to naturally.com.
It might just change my life.
It is the best thing naturally that you can do for your bladder and kidneys. Huh. It also, in addition to all the bladder talk and all the UTI talk, it's going to boost the immune system. A little bit of vitamin C for your ass. Eases stomach issues, indigestion, rumblies.
Okay.
Did I write rebukes headaches?
I hope you did.
I don't think I did, but it definitely
removes.
Relieves headaches. Excuse me, when I have to read my own writing. And along with the red clover, this is also in a similar vein. You can use it in skincare.
Look at that.
It's a highly prized natural skincare ingredient. And what it does is it... In its extract form, anyway, it helps to even skin tone.
Hey.
You know, any problems with blotchiness or age spots? Mm. I'm going to guess that this has to do with, like, a high vitamin C content.
Oh, so it almost just brightens the skin
out. Yeah, it's just kind of, you know, or and it's put in a lot of different natural skincare items because it's pretty potent. You get it down to, like, a dried and ground powder, and then it's easy to mix in, and it kind of holds a lot of its nutrients. So it's really, it's a rock star.
Oh, there it is.
And historically, it is believed that Marco Polo himself used it on the reg for its diuretic purposes.
Mm. Sometimes you just really gotta piss.
I just wish I knew the story there.
Yeah. Maybe he was just a little puffy, you know? Yeah. Maybe he drank a little the night before, and then he had something to do that night, and his rings were tight on his fingers, and he was like, well, I need to drink a little bit of this and piss this out.
Magic piss tea.
Yeah.
His rings were tight. Yeah. Oh, I hate that.
That's always when I know that I'm dehydrated. Yeah. Especially, like, after, which I don't really drink much anymore, but in my earlier 20s and, upper teen years. But, like,
18 and up.
Yeah, sure.
Definitely.
Which I was so lame, actually. I think that's true. really. But that was the next morning. My fingers are always very tight.
Yeah, my hands will feel a little sore or a little tight. I guess is the way to put
and
it.
And they just always kind of I'll see my rings just always looking a
little sausagey.
Yeah.
Yeah. The magic of bearberry. Mm. Big time divination here, big time. And psychic powers. It's going to boost your personal psychic powers. Now, traditionally, this has been used either smoked or drank in a tea to bring on prophetic visions or to help connect. Certain cultures would connect when they connected with, animal spirit. This is what they would use to connect to bear energy. Also, there are some indigenous American, I believe, North American, not necessarily America, but Canadian. I always get so confused because when I say South America and referring to Texas.
Oh, yeah. America.
Yeah. Southern America. Yeah. So I'm not talking America. I'm talking upper indigenous, Canadian. There's an herbal smoking blend called. Now, excuse me, I may not say this, but I believe it's Kinnick.
I've heard of Kinnick.
Yeah.
I've never used it before, but there's a brand called, fuck, I don't remember. They have another one called Dream Lodge, I think. Anyway, they make a whole line, and one of the ones that they carry is Kinnick.
And that's mostly bearberry. Hmm. It is a blend of other things that are going to help you, I don't want to say going to give you visions, but it is. There might be a little psychic. What's the word I'm looking for? Psychotropic. There might be a little psychotropic element to some of this, but it is mostly a ceremonial kind of connecting thing. And I am not really sure if that is purely a closed practice thing. Yeah. I just thought I would mention it because the history of the plant. But it was to achieve psychic abilities. Mm. Now, these days. A lot of cats is out of line.
Okay.
Seems to me like they need to get punched.
Sure.
These days, it is mostly drank in tea form. You can still smoke it, and I believe for ceremonial purposes, it is still smoked.
I feel like that was very chuggy of us to do just then. I feel like also Lonely Island has to be chuggy, too.
I feel...
They fit that era hard.
I feel attacked by that, though.
But am I wrong?
Because I can admit to Chevron, chuggy as hell. Friends, I love Friends, chuggy as hell. Right.
I don't know. Lonely Island's got to be chuggy. If you want to boil that era down into what other unifying thing? I remember there was a time, I shit you not, Lonely Island was so big. Mm. I remember going to Dallas one day and every car that had a window that was down had that album on.
Oh my
and God. I remember it was everywhere. It was everywhere.
Oh my God.
And it was inescapable.
Okay, but hold on. Can it be that way if kids still listen to it?
I don't think kids... Do kids still listen to it?
I heard some children singing a song.
Yeah, but I think younger kids also will, like, watch Friends, too. It doesn't make it not choogy. It's just...
Yeah, okay, no, I get you.
Yeah.
I get you. I just don't want to...
Admit it?
I don't want to admit it, because I was heavily into that. I was one of those cars with my windows
down. I was, too. Oh, me, too. Don't get me wrong. It was huge on our tennis team. We listened to it all the time.
Oh, no. Okay, but these days... It is mostly drank as a tea now, for the same purposes, to increase your personal power, to bring about psychic abilities if you haven't yet maybe tapped into them and you're looking to explore that. Or shit, maybe you have tapped into them and you just want to amplify it. Particularly good to drink before a good divination session, because it's going to give you that confidence that you're looking for. What are you smiling
about? I'm sorry,
about?
I just remembered you going on and on and on about the power of Sasquatch's ejaculate, and it just came back to me. I'm sorry.
What did you say earlier? You said you didn't know if that...
I don't know what the line is. It's, for me and you, there isn't one, and I don't know what it is for normal people, so I worry.
I think we've said worse stuff.
I don't know.
I'll see if there's anything particularly heinous. I'll take that out. But I do want to leave the part in where you were like, Charlie.
I don't think, actually, that's what's so funny, is I think we have said worse things. But for some reason, in that moment, I was like, this is it. this is what's going to make people be too grossed out.
Well, I mean, okay. I alluded to it. You're the one who said ejaculate.
It's what you meant.
Yeah, I alluded to it. Okay. Anyway, bearberry, you can burn it on a charcoal disc.
Sure you can.
Or make a blend out of it, add it to your psychic blend, your third eye blend, your whatever you want to call it, and it's can... Jesus, Macy, this episode is off the rails.
I know, it's a mess.
You can burn it for psychic visions during meditation, particularly. And as a just a general kind of last little property, it has not just specifically bear energy or whatever. It will help you to connect with animals in general better.
Oh, it's so, like red clover too.
Yeah, maybe you could make a little blend out of red clover and bearberry.
Make a little blend.
Make a little blend for me. Also, I think Crimson and Clover is going to be stuck in my head for days.
You know, I never knew how weird that song got because I always tuned it out way before.
How weird does it get?
Weird.
Why?
You've listened to it. It gets all trippy in the middle.
Oh, musically. I was thinking about like lyric.
No. Yeah. I never, because it's kind of boring to me in the beginning, you know, it's just kind of, and I usually tune it out. And then I remember listening to it in an altered state.
Macy.
And being like, holy shit, this is weird.
Yeah. You know what song I, super, super famous song. Right. And only in the past couple of years did I actually read the lyrics and like get the story of the song. What is it? Do you like pina coladas?
Oh, yeah. They suck. They both suck.
Yeah. Or do they find each other again?
I mean, through
potentially hooking up with
infidelity.
Yeah.
To me, they just got like lucky.
It's a double burn. Yeah. You know? They both should have just been like, okay, I guess this is done.
Yeah, I have a few songs like that to where I hear them and I'm like, were people not? That one's not as bad to me. But you know which one that I re-listened to the other day? And I remember, because it was all over the radio. Mm. Fucking A. It was all over the radio. Mm. But all right. Lips of an Angel by Hinder is such a gross song. Like,
it hit me.
Well, I mean, just basically talking to like, some like ex bitch while his girlfriend's in the other room just talking about how much he misses the old days when he's just literally in the next room talking to an ex-girlfriend and I wish she was you.
Ew.
You know, like, I don't know. I re-listened to it and I was like, this is really gross and nobody cared.
A lot of songs through that era, I think, were kind of like that. And even if they weren't gross in that way, I remember that one Kesha song, or it was Kesha and, oh, the other hot like dude band or whatever at the time. And she, what's that song? She's like, just show me where your dick's at. First of all.
No, because okay. If I have to explain that to you, I feel like you were not. You're not mature enough. Yeah, sound enough to do this.
Yeah.
It would be wrong.
Yeah, if I have to show you where my dick's at.
Yeah, it kind of was. Like, you think back on, like, for instance, like groups like the Pussycat Dolls. Mm-hmm. You know, it was kind of a period.
Who were a scam.
Yeah. You know, and it was kind of just a period in time of just kind of gross sexualizing of women.
I feel that way about a couple of Fall Out Boy songs. There's a couple of Fall Out Boy songs that kind of gross me out.
There's several lyrics in a lot of Fall Out Boys that are creepy as hell. Yeah. Fucking Sugar, We're Going Down.
Yeah. That's what I'm thinking.
That's weird. I can hear it.
Yeah. I can see myself in my little red car that I had driving home from school thinking I was super cool.
I'm still
No, you're not.
Fitting you with weapons in the form of words.
Okay. Okay, we have to stop because we'll be here forever. You know what another thing is? I think reliving pop punk and emo music is a little tricky. It's got to be a little tricky.
It is, and I'm not ashamed of
it. You can fuck yourself on that one.
You know, I gotta say, I had a real proud moment the other day. Because I was talking about Black Parade to Hunter. He listened to, pretty much everyone, regardless of whether you were emo or not, listened to Black Parade. Like, that was a cultural phenomenon.
For sure.
At least here in the States. Mm. And anyway, we were talking about it, though. He didn't listen to it like we listened to it, you know, because he was far from being an emo kid in so many ways. But he told me, I'd like got in the car the other day and it was on, like it came on his Bluetooth. And he was like, yeah, I've like really been getting back into this one, you know? And like, he's been like looping it, just like realizing how fucking, cause that's the thing. I might've talked about it on the, you know, an episode, but I did, when I did Emo Week for Coven Karaoke, I listened to Black Parade and I listened to it all the way through a lot. Mm-hmm. And it just, again, like, blew me away how creative and unique of a record that is. And that's the thing. I was just listening to it, and I was like, these guys were all, like, 20 fucking 3 years old.
Yeah.
And they made something so unique, so special.
Impactful.
Yeah.
There is no, I mean, and I think I've talked about it before, but there was that TikTok that went around. The one note.
That's all it takes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it was like some musician, I don't know, said all you need is four notes to recognize the song.
No, you seen fucking one.
Yeah, and then he like kept going down, and it was just that. And everyone who hear it was like, oh shit.
Yeah, and you like almost like have to sit down.
Yeah.
Like when that song comes on.
If I'm in like, if I'm like shopping around like Five Below or something or whatever, whatever shit ass thing I'm doing, and that starts happening, I'll take a seat.
You just have to listen.
It's the Millennial National Anthem.
I love it. I'll scream it in my car. Mm. It hurts.
When I was a young boy, my mother took me to Weight Watchers, and now I'm insecure. Fucking stupid TikTok. And now all I sing is, don't talk about your crusty white dog like
Dude,
it's a
that
person.
That cracked me up. Oh my God. I've had a couple of alcoholic beverages, and it makes me have
me
to
too.
Tinkle.
And I guess I just talk about Sam Squinch's Viral Swimmers.
What a image.
I love how upset you get.
Because I worry about what the line is. Because I don't know what it is for me, but I don't know what it is for other people.